blades, eyes front, stay sharp. Save the whining for your wives when you get home. Come on, just a few more blocks to patrol, and we'll call it a night. Wait, I hear something. Sounds like someone's in trouble. That alleyway to the left. Go quick. Bandits. They're attacking someone. Stop them. Shit. They're hurt. They're getting away. After them. Whoa. Hey. Calm down. We're the city guard. We're here to protect you. You're safe now. There's no need to be scared. Hey, don't run. Wait. I'm sorry. I have to pin you down. I can't let you get away. It's dangerous out here at this time of night. Just please, stop struggling. Hey, it's alright. Didn't you hear me? We're the city guard. Why do you still look scared? Are you in shock? Oh, I see. You've never seen an orc before. I'm sorry, I guess our appearance would make us seem a bit scary to someone seeing us the first time. Not to mention I'm twice your size. It's alright, little one. I won't harm you, I promise. You're safe as long as you're with me. That's it, just breathe. Settle down. Good. Oh, they're back? Excuse me for a second. Just stay right there. What's the situation? They got away. Has all his things lost. Return to headquarters at once and file a report. Tell them everything you remember about their appearances and request an increase in patrols in this area. It's a good thing we happened to be passing by here. Who knows what could have happened if we hadn't shown up. I'll deal with them personally when they're caught. Just look at what they did to that poor guy. Despicable. Hey, I'm back. I'm really sorry, but it seems like the bandits escaped with your belongings. What was it that they stole from you exactly? All of your money and a bag of clothes and food. What exactly did you have those things for? Besides, don't you know this district is full of crime? It's extremely unsafe to be out here, especially for a little boy like you. Oh, you're a traveler, from outside the city. I guess that explains the bag. You must have been looking for a place to spend the night. Why didn't you go to a different district? There are hardly any inns around here. And the only few there are would probably make you sleep on a haystack next to the horses. I see. You didn't have enough money to stay anywhere else. And now you don't have any money at all. Poor thing. Hey, tell you what. You can stay in my home for as long as you need. It's in the richer districts, so we'll be safe there. I have a spare room for you to stay in. I can treat your wounds there and get you fed and bathed and clothed. No, this isn't an offer. I insist. I won't let you stay out here in the cold. Especially not in your condition. Here, I'll even carry you there. It's a bit of a walk and you shouldn't move more than you need to with those injuries. Yes, of course, I can carry you. You look like you weigh less than the iron plates I lift every morning. It won't be a problem. Watch. See, I got you just fine. Just relax. Take a little nap if you feel like it. Vice Captain, I'm taking this one back home to treat him. Complete the patrol route and the rest of the squad. If you spot those bandits again, don't let them get away. That's an order, understand? Good. Don't worry. We'll catch those guys and make sure they get what they deserve for taking advantage of a helpless boy like you. I promise. I can tell you're still a little shaken up. Here, let me sway you back and forth in my arms. It'll help you calm down. That better? Yeah, there you go. Just relax. Good boy. You look so adorable in my arms like this. Don't worry, we'll be home before you know it. Okay, we're here. Let's sit you down at the table. There you go. Let me grab a rag and some bandages for your wounds. I'm sorry, this might hurt a little. I know I have big hands and arms, but I'll try to be as gentle as I can. Ugh, they pushed you into the mud too. And these clothes are ripped to shreds. You should probably take a bath and clean yourself off. It looks like I'll have to lend you some of my clothes. They may be a little big, but they'll do. Okay, I've wiped away most of the blood. Should take care of the smaller cuts and bruises so they can heal. Oh, was that your stomach? I'm sorry. I forgot. You must be hungry, right? After wandering the city. And you had your food stolen, too. I'll prepare some dinner for us. So you're not from here, huh? What brought you to the city? Something happened back home. I see. You heard about the various job opportunities here and wanted to try your luck. A pretty common reason. I assume jobs where you come from were either too scarce or didn't interest you much, yes? I thought so. What's your hometown like? You have family there? So you're the son of a farmer from a small village on the outskirts of the city. That seems like a pretty peaceful life, if you ask me, compared to the chaos here. But I suppose the circumstances make it a good bet. It's just a shame this happened to you so soon after arriving. Oh, don't say that. I'm just doing what a good citizen would do. What kind of a city guard captain would I be if I didn't? Besides, how could I not offer all the help I can give to such a precious young boy? It absolutely broke my heart to see you the way you are. Well, you seem a lot more comfortable around me now. I'm glad. I hope I've shown you that I'm nothing to be afraid of. Even though I may be a little intimidating when I'm on duty, I'm really just an ordinary woman who loves the city and the city's people. All I want is for them to feel safe here. Anyways, dinner is ready now. Here you go. It's just a simple stew with some bread from the bakery down the road. Really? You like it? I'm glad. I'm not the best at cooking, but I'm learning. Well, eat up. There's plenty more if you're still hungry, so please ask if you are. Sorry, what? You're already done. Wow, you really wolfed that down. Good boy. Come, give me your ball. I'll get you another helping. Oh, you don't want more. Are you sure? Don't worry about it. There's more than enough for both of us. You want your bath now instead? All right, if you say so. I'll keep the rest warm if you get hungry later. Give me a second, and we'll head to the washroom. Yes, we're bathing together. Is that a problem? What are you so nervous about, being in a bath with a grown woman like me? I promise I don't bite. I'll even let you snuggle next to me if that makes you feel safer. Yes, of course it's alright. You shouldn't be so apprehensive about showing your body. I certainly don't mind showing mine. Here, if it makes you more comfortable, I'll undress first. Then I'll help you get those filthy rags off your body and get you nice and clean. How's that sound? Perfect. Good boy. Whoa. Hey. No need to turn around while I'm taking my uniform off. You're perfectly allowed to watch. As I said, I don't mind at all. No. Aw, your pretty little eyes are so big. You're like totally starstruck. Is this what you expected me to look like under all that? Or maybe a bit more. I know I'm probably pretty different from the little village girls you used to. They don't have arms and abs like this, do they? Didn't think so. It takes a lot of work to get a body like this. Speaking of, I'll consider carrying you to the bath for my evening workout for today. Even though you aren't that heavy. Yes, I should. You still shouldn't be walking. You haven't recovered enough. It's okay. I'll be just as gentle as when I carried you here. Come, let me wrap my arms around you. See? Nice and cozy. Hope my muscles aren't too hard. Here we are. That's the tub. I already have some water heated up because I like to relax here after the night patrols. It's plenty big enough for both of us, though. So as long as you don't mind a little skin-on-skin contact. Oh, but before that, let's get these clothes off of you. Hey, just stay still. We don't want you moving too fast and opening a wound now, do we? Let me take care of everything. There we are. Doesn't that feel better? Oh, you're cold now? Well, let's get you into the water then. I'll just lay you right down here. Alright. Are you comfortable in that position? Is the water too hot? Too cold? Perfect. Let me squeeze in across from you then. That feels so good. My muscles are so sore from today. This is exactly what I needed. What about you? Your body must be tired after all that wandering around in the city. Are you sure you're fine? You still look a little tense. You're huddled over on your side with your knees against your chest. Come on. Don't make me say it again. There's no need to be nervous. Oh, so it's not me you're scared of. You're embarrassed about being naked. Sweetie, don't be. If it makes you feel better, I think you're pretty cute. I actually don't care much for big masculine men like those in my patrol squad. I actually have a bit of a soft spot for you boys in the small side. The kind I can do all sorts of things with because of your size. Gentle things, I mean. Being so much bigger than you just makes me want to make you feel all warm and safe. Would you let me do that? Would it make you feel better? Yeah, well, good. Because whatever I'm feeling poking against my stomach seems like it needs some taking care of. What? You think I wouldn't notice? Is that why you're trying to hide from me? You were afraid I would get mad if I saw it? Oh, come on. Who do you think I am, sweetie? You know, I'm starting to think I might have to take some drastic measures to help you calm down. I think I might have a perfect idea. Sorry. I shouldn't have snuck my hand up to you underwater when you're so jumpy. It's okay. Settle down. Let me stroke your legs like this. Does that feel good? They must be really sore. Don't you try to move. Your body needs to rest. Just lay back and let me take care of everything. I'll be gentle. You straddle your waist, nice and slow. You can put your face in my chest, it's warm and soft. Yeah, there you go. Snuggle up to me, sweetie. Stay right there. When I slide you in, nice and gentle. Good boy. Good boy. Just let me take every inch of you inside. So damn cute. You look so adorable with your little face squeezed between my tits. You're mine too. You didn't expect a strong orc woman to have such a soft, sweet pussy, did you? No, you didn't. I guess I have a way of subverting expectations. That's right. Don't you see? You don't have to be afraid of me at all now. Let go of all your worries, sweetheart. I won't let anything happen to you as long as you're with me. I promise. You're hugging me now? Are you telling me you understand? Goodness, you're making my heart melt. Come here, bring your face up a little. I want to kiss you again. Mm. Good boy. Such a good boy. You're doing so well for me. I thought you'd have finished by now, considering how much I assumed to get you going earlier. This is so hard. My own sweet little human boy toy. Always so eager for me. I could really get used to this. Hey. I have an idea. How'd you like to live here with me? I'd feed you and bathe you and care for you. You wouldn't have to do a thing except be here for me when I get home, ready to take all the stress away from the day. How's that sound? You're moaning so much you can't speak. Tell you what, come inside me if that's a yes. No hesitation, huh? Good boy. Good boy. My goodness. Well, that was a definite answer, wasn't it? It's okay. I'll give you a moment to catch your breath. Then we'll get you all dressed and we can cuddle up in my bed by the fire. We'll discuss the matter of your new role later. Just relax now. I've got you.